Hello, welcome to, I'm not going to call it an emergency gutter, I'm going to call it an intensive care gutter. It's the day, the morning after the night before, where we've had the news broken that Liverpool are pulling out of the Bellingham deal. And I can't hear anybody else on this call. Can one of you guys speak to me before I go nuts? Hello.
Hey, Rob.
Hey,
can we start? Can we start again? Can we start again?
Yeah.
You know, we're totally dead there.
Yep.
Hello and welcome to, it's not even an emergency gutter, it's an intensive care gutter. It's a morning after the night before gutter where we've heard the breaking news that virtually every journalist on the local media patch was briefed last night that Liverpool are out of the race to sign Jude Bellingham, if you hadn't heard so before. Take in that news, take it in. How did the star that shone so brightly suddenly burn so pale? As they once said in a song about a rabbit in the 1970s. Well, here to discuss me how that light is burning so unbrightly at the moment are Dan Morgan, Fuad Hassan and Craig Hannan. We're doing this via Zoom, and I'm assuming the audio quality is good enough, but bear with us. Okay, boys, I don't know where to start. I'm going to just read a few bits and pieces just to bring us up to speed. What has been said? I think the most interesting bit is David Ornstein at The Athletic sort of broke this a few weeks ago when he said Liverpool's likely chances of getting Bellingham were fading as the club were beginning to believe that the deal was getting very pricey. He didn't say it was dead at that stage, but to an extent he may have proved to be ahead of the curve. Speaking in The Athletic last night, James Pearce said, senior Anfield sources have indicated that following lengthy discussions, the deal, quote, stopped making sense. Quoting David Byrne from Talking Heads there as well, interestingly enough, referencing the 70s and 80s. The deal stopped making sense and they felt that they couldn't afford to put all their eggs in one basket, especially with no guarantees that Bellingham will even leave Dortmund this summer or pick Anfield as his destination of choice. Chris Bascombe at The Telegraph, I'm not saying parrots the same line, it's an unfair way of putting it, but he says one of the reasons Liverpool are backing out early is they are unsure if Bellingham will leave this summer and cannot afford to be drawn into a summer saga and bidding war with clubs if he does move. Klopp wants his business completed as soon as possible. Dan, the first temptation as transfer watchers and also wishful thinkers is to try and read between every line and every word and try and see a conspiracy theory here. I'm seeing people dividing into two camps, really. Those who are taking it on the chin as what it is and either accepting or getting bereft about it, and those who think this is all just the next phase in a drawn-out game. Which side are you erring towards?